Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Oscoda Lions Club, Yvonne Malik. How are you today, Yvonne?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Boy, it's that time of year again. It's fall arts and crafts show time, isn't it?
It sure is. It's our 18th year
Wow.
this year.
Man, oh man, 18 years of some great arts and crafts from the Oscoda Lions Club, and I'm guessing this year no different. We're looking at a great show.
We are looking forward to a great show. We have several new vendors joining us this year, so we're really excited about that. And on top of it, we have a couple new things that we're looking forward to. This year we have the Gypsy Sisters Coffee trailer that's joining us outdoors, so that's kind of something new for us. We have a couple new farmers market people joining us, and so we're really excited. We've got another great show with over 90 exhibitors again this year, so we're looking forward to another great year.
Very nice. Saturday, October 6th, what are the hours on that Saturday?
10 to 4 at Oscoda High School.
That's right. Well, you mentioned a few things, but boy, you've got all kinds of handcrafted items that are going to be out there, don't you?
We do. We've got crafters and artists. We have all sorts of things going on, from things like, you know, our typical knitters and crocheters and woodworkers, and we have those that take pictures and paint pictures and a little bit of everything, something for everyone, we say, from little kids all the way up to those that all ages, let's say. So we can make a day out of it. They can come out and shop for all seasons, and they can do a little Christmas shopping and some decorating for the holidays as well. So we'll have a chainsaw carver again there, so they can come out and enjoy watching him do some of his carvings. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. We have lunch available at the Harvest Cafe, so again, they can make a day of it and come on out, and hopefully the weather will be good so they can just enjoy a good fall day.
Now, you're taking a small donation at the door just to kind of help out with the great projects you do.
That's correct. We only charge a dollar for adults. Children are free, but anything that we raise that day goes into our treasury, and all funds that we raise for the Oscoda Lions Club, of course, goes to help those in need in our community. So this is just one of the things we do throughout the year that allows us to do all of the great things that we do.
Boy, and all is the word there, because you guys do a lot for the community in terms of giving back, don't you?
We do. We're really proud of our club. We have a large club, one of the largest in Northeast Michigan. We're well known for the projects that we do. One of the greatest things that we feel we've been doing lately is building the handicap ramps in our area. So that's been something that's become real popular for us. But of course, one of the projects that the Lions Club across the world is known for, of course, is the sight and hearing things that we are involved with as well. So we're just proud of the work that we get to do to help those in need across the world. So we're really proud of the work that we do.
Well, very good. The Oscoda Lions Club 18th Annual Fall Arts and Crafts Show, again, Saturday, October 6th, Oscoda High School, from 10 until 4. Now, is there still some space? Are you still looking for some vendors?
We are. We've got just a few spaces left, and we always like to have a sold-out show. So if anyone's interested, they can get in touch with Lion Jane at 739-3911, or they can reach out to me after 5 o'clock at 254-2902.
Very good, Yvonne Malik. Oscoda Lions Club Arts and Crafts Show, October 6th at Oscoda High School. Yvonne, always a pleasure to have you on, and we'll look for a lot of people coming out and taking advantage of a great arts and crafts show.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.